Now, we do have some more details in a story that was breaking news last night. Investigators trying to determine a motive in a shooting spree that really spanned the entire Chicago area. It started in the Hyde Park area. That's on Chicago's south side. It ended north of the city in Evanston. News Nation reporter Brana Tumulty is live in Chicago with more on those victims tonight. Brana.
Good evening, guys. Yesterday's deadly spree was tough for everybody to wrap their heads around, but especially so for those learning their loved ones were among the victims. Three innocent people are now dead, and many, many more families are forever scarred.
This is wild. This is beyond any of our imaginations.
Adari Nevels.
She was my mother.
And Rodney White.
And I was her son.
Each got a phone call Saturday that forever changed their lives.
My cousin called because her friend actually heard about the news first and notified her.
My sister, she wanted to call me in Arizona. She's like, just find a way to get here as soon as possible. You know, you need to come home.
And Nevels had to get on a flight too.
Same. I flew in from Atlanta. We don't live here. So my mom was just here by herself.
Their mother was 46-year-old Aisha Newell, but she was better known as Aisha Johnson, a longtime doorman at one of the buildings on the 4900 block of Southeast End Avenue. Police say Jason Nightingale, the gunman in Saturday's deadly spree, opened fire in the lobby, injuring a 77-year-old woman and fatally wounding Johnson with bullets to the back and chest.
I couldn't have thought it would end like this.
Her big brother, Ronald Johnson.
Aisha was my youngest sister.
Describing her as a fun-loving soul and singer whose voice had been silenced.
Me and her were singing partners, you know, so I'm gonna be singing solo now.
Someone whose family meant everything to them.
And we asked her to come, but she would come.
And we're told she likely took her last breath thinking about how her two children would get through this.
Me making home to my kids, you know, I bet that's all she was thinking about, just, you know, what were we gonna do next?
Now, two other people also lost their lives yesterday. They were 20-year-old Anthony Faulkner and 30-year-old Yiran Fan, who is a PhD student at the University of Chicago. The shooter is also dead as well, of course. And four people are in hospitals across Chicago and further north in Evanston tonight. At last check, all were said to be in critical condition. On the south side of Chicago, for News Nation, I'm Brana Tumulty.